はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう金星、
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 136. As always brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Okay, today we have a really good lesson. This is a culmination of the plain volitional used speaking about intentions. Now there's a reason we spent all that time on informal Japanese. Now we're actually going to combine it with polite Japanese and do many other different things. We really built a really good base for everybody. The foundation is sound. Now, today's conversation is between a principal and the student. So Natsuko-san, what kind of Japanese will we be using today?
So the student is using a very polite Japanese, right?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And maybe the principal might be speaking more casually.
Yeah. What we want to focus on now is politeness level. In addition to grammar, in addition to vocab, in addition to everything else. But now we want to focus on politeness level. Okay, so we have this conversation for you. Again, as always, we'll go through it once, normal native Japanese speed. Then we'll give it to you once slowly. Then once again, normal native speed, but this time with the English. Now, to reinforce what you hear in the lesson, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we have the PDFs, everything to bring it together. The Learning Center keeps growing. There we have write-up of the grammar point, also inside the PDF. Want to stop by? Quiz yourself. Recently, the content questions are audio. So it really gives you more listening practice. Also, for all you iPod users, iLearning Center, get our lessons on the go, line by line, content questions, really gives you a chance to hear everything. The more you hear, the more exposure, the better it will be. All right, with that said, into today's lesson. Here we go.
君は来年卒業だね。
はい、そうです。
進路はどうする？
まだ決定ではないのですが、アメリカへ行こうと思っています。
アメリカか。私もアメリカに留学したことがある。カリフォルニアは楽しかったな。君はどこへ？
ニューヨークへ行こうと思っています。
ニューヨークもいいね。頑張って。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。君は来年卒業だね？
はい。そうです。
進路はどうする？
まだ決定ではないのですが、アメリカへ行こうと思っています。
アメリカか。私もアメリカに留学したことがある。カリフォルニアは楽しかったな。君はどこへ？
ニューヨークへ行こうと思っています。
ニューヨークもいいね。頑張って。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
君は来年卒業だね。
You're graduating next year, are you not?
はい、そうです。
Yes, that's right.
進路はどうする?
What's your agenda?
まだ決定ではないのですが、アメリカへ行こうと思っています。
I haven't decided, but I'm thinking about going to America.
アメリカか。私もアメリカに留学したことがある。カリフォルニアは楽しかったな。君はどこへ?
America. I studied in America. California was awesome, dude. Where are you going?
ニューヨークへ行こうと思っています。
I think I'll go to New York.
ニューヨークもいいね。頑張って。
New York's also nice. Hang in there. Yoshi-san, let's ask Natsuko-san what she thought of today's conversation.
Natsuko-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか？
いいですね。私もアメリカに行きたいな。
English, please.
Sounds good. And I wish I could go to US too.
Me too.
Oh yes, definitely.
It's been a while. And Yoshi-san, I know you're in too, right?
I'm dying to go back.
Ah, Natsuko-san, Yoshi-san ni kikimashou. Which does he like better, West Coast or East Coast? Because Yoshi has lived both in California and New York.
Oh, wow.
Let's ask him.
Yoshi-san, ニューヨークとカリフォルニアとどっちが好きですか?
Put him on the spot.
Ah, 難しい質問ですね。 カリフォルニアも大好きだけど、ニューヨークもすごい楽しかったな。
うん。
English, please.
It's a tough question. I like them both. California is like my second home now, but New York, I definitely want to go back.
Yoshi, being from New York, there's only one right answer to this question.
California.
Don't get biased.
Maybe I'll take Chicago. Hi, Reed-san. Take the one in between.
In between.
Diplomatic answer there. Okay, let's take a look at today's vocabulary.
進路
Course, path.
進路進路
Sample sentence, please.
親と卒業後の進路について話し合う
To talk with your parents about what to do after graduation.
今後の台風の進路に気をつけてください。
Watch out for this typhoon's path. Keep an eye out for the path of this typhoon. Next word.
決定
Decision, resolution.
決定決定
Can we make this into a verb? Again, this is a noun we're dealing with now. Yoshi-san, can we make this into a verb?
決定する
To decide. How about a sample sentence?
その案に決定しましょう。
Let's decide on that idea. Okay, next we have
留学
Studying abroad
留学留学
Now let's take a look at this word. Natsuko-san, this is made up of two kanji, two Chinese characters. What's the meaning of the first one?
Stay.
Stay. And the second character?
Study.
Stay, study. Let's flip these around a bit. Study, stay.Study and staying abroad.
Yes.
The trick here is staying abroad. It doesn't work inside. It's not a domestic exchange or something like this. It's not going to study at another school. Domestic. It's overseas, exclusive.
And recently, it's very popular for Japanese students to stay abroad and study.
Yes. Natsuko-san, 留学したことありますか?
ありません。
Huh?
Well, I have an experience of studying abroad, but it was just like my parents had a work outside Japan. I just went with them and came back. So I didn't go there with my will.
Not under your own will.
Yes, my parents decided. So that's why you don't call that 留学.
I see. Now, Yoshi, on the other hand.
はい、留学しました.
Because you wanted to go, right?
Yes.
And that's the whole key. Thank you very much, Natsuko-san. Explained to a T.
I hope it works.
Perfectly. Okay, so now that we have all that out of the way, let's take a look at the conversation. Let's get the first line one more time.
君は来年卒業だね?
So we have 君, which is you, but speak to someone at the same level who you are on intimate terms with, or someone lower than you. And even if you use it with someone lower than you, there has to be thatestablished relationship inside a company or inside a school or something like this. If you meet a complete stranger, even though they're younger than you, it may be a bit abrasive to use Kimi right away. Followed by?
来年卒業だね?
Next year, graduation, right? Literal translation. Again, when we interpret it, you're graduating next year, right? Okay, let's look at a couple things here. First, the word for next year.
来年
Break it down.
来年来年
Followed by
卒業
Graduation
卒業卒業
Okay, so these two words followed by
だね
Here the ne is acting as a tag question. You're graduating next year, right? Next year, graduation, right? So the principal kind of is familiar with the student. Probably he knows what level or grade that student's in.And just making small talk. Followed by?
はい、そうです。
Pretty straightforward. Yes, that's right.
進路はどうする?
Path. What do is the literal translation. Path, what do? Again, we have to interpret here. What will you do? Path. Or what path will you take? The question is directed at the listener. So in this case, it's you. What will you do? What path will you take?
まだ決定ではないのですが、アメリカへ行こうと思っています。
Still, no decision, but America will go, I think. literally, is that's what we have. Now, let's get in here and just break this down. Mada, still. Okay? No decision. Kette dewa nai. No desu ka? Still no decision. But we have America. America to. Again, we have to reverse this. To America. Then, iko. Again, remember from informal lessons, this is the plain volitional. Shall we do something? But here, when it's followed by
と思う,
to think, when it's followed by this, it's talking about the subject, what the subject thinks to do. In this case, the subject is a speaker, and she's talking about America, going to America. So here, she's thinking about going to America. When you have the plain volitional followed by と思う, it's talking about what the subject is thinking about doing. And today's grammar point. Natsuko-san, what's today's grammar point?
しようと思っている.
Thinking of doing. As we said, we use the plain volitional followed by the particle.
と.
And followed by?
思っている.
Present progressive of the verb?
思う.
To think. To think of doing something. In the dialogue we had?
アメリカへ行こうと思っています.
Thinking of going to America. Thinking of doing, thinking of going to America. Yoshi-san, can you give us another example?
今夜お寿司を食べようと思っている.
I'm thinking of eating sushi tonight. And here we have the present progressive, 思っている. I'm thinking of doing this. Thinking of doing something. This is a very useful grammar point, especially when talking about the future. Thinking about doing, but not 100% certain of. In the dialogue, she's thinking of going to America, but things haven't been finalized. A school hasn't been found, or she hasn't gotten the money, or she's still waiting to hear answers and this and that. All right, we would like to keep going on through this, but unfortunately, we're out of time. So we want to let you know, if you stop by JapanesePod101.com, inside the PDF, much more of a detailed write-up about what we're talking about today. Also, inside the Learning Center, so much to bring it all together. All right, I think that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。